Welcome to CNN Student News, bringing stories from around the world right to your classroom. We're heading to three continents today, and we start in the North African nation of Egypt. On Monday, we reviewed the violence and political crisis that the country went through this summer. Teachers, you can find that report on our homepage. The violence in Egypt isn't over. Yesterday, Egyptian security forces moved into two camps of protesters. These are people who support Mohamed Morsi. He was elected president in 2012 and then removed from power this summer. The security forces used bulldozers to knock down tents in the camps, and then chaos broke out with protesters fighting against the Egyptian forces. At least 278 people were reportedly killed, including one photojournalist covering the story. CNN crews in Egypt found themselves in the middle of the fighting.
There are neighborhoods in this city that are simply unrecognizable at this hour because they've been turned into war zones. Wow, that was a huge explosion.
But then at the same time, you have the homeless that showed up. We're okay.
Egypt declared a month-long state of emergency starting yesterday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the world is watching closely and is deeply concerned.
Is this legit? You have to be at least 45 years old to be president of the United States. Nope, not true. The Constitution sets the presidential age minimum at 35.
That's not the only requirement that the Founding Fathers put in the U.S. Constitution. To be eligible as president, you have to be at least 35, have been a resident in the U.S. for at least 14 years, and be a natural-born citizen. It might seem pretty straightforward, but it might not be. There's a debate going on right now that involves U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and what exactly that last presidential requirement, that natural-born citizen line, means. Athena Jones breaks it down.
He's a potential presidential contender, but he wasn't born in the U.S. So is he even eligible to run? He says he is. Cruz was born in Canada to a Cuban father and an American mother.
My mother was born in Wilmington, Delaware. She is a U.S. citizen, so I'm a U.S. citizen by birth.
The Constitution says only a natural-born citizen can be president. But what does natural-born mean?
As long as he qualifies as a citizen of the United States at birth, which he does by law, then that makes him a natural-born citizen.
This citizenship question isn't new. Former GOP candidate John McCain was born to American parents in the Panama Canal Zone, raising questions. To try to put the matter to rest, the Senate passed a non-binding resolution in 2008 recognizing McCain as a natural-born citizen. But even that resolution noted that the Constitution doesn't define the term.
This is an example of an interpretation of the Constitution that was really fleshed out by Congress itself.
Law professor Randy Barnett is talking about statute. But a 50-page report by the Congressional Research Service provides another clue about how Congress views the issue. That report says natural born applies to those born abroad to U.S. citizen parents. It doesn't address those born abroad to one U.S. parent, but the argument goes if Cruz can claim citizenship through his mother at birth, and the scholars we spoke with say he can, then he can claim to be natural born. But that doesn't mean it's the end of the story. In the case of President Obama, even providing a copy of his Hawaiian birth certificate hasn't quieted so-called birthers like Donald Trump.
Well, I don't know. Was it a birth certificate? You tell me. You know, some people say that was not his birth certificate. I'm saying I don't know. Nobody knows.
So would a Cruz candidacy ignite a birther movement of its own? It's anybody's guess. Athena Jones, CNN, Washington.